Inflation hits 9.1%. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That's the annual inflation rate in the Consumer Price Index released by the Labor Department this morning. Higher than last month and higher than most economists expected.
November 1981 is the last time that we have seen an inflationary number this high for CPI. If you strip out food and energy, let me give you the annual year over year. That's higher than expected, too. The core, hotter than expected at 5.9%. We were only looking for 5.7% on the core.
Shira Cassoni with Fox Business. Hallway surveillance video during the elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, shows police running away from gunshots.
This 77-minute long video depicting police inside Robb Elementary School doing purportedly little to nothing to stop the mass shooting was supposed to be shown exclusively to Uvalde residents this weekend. Somebody leaked part of it to the Austin American-Statesman newspaper, which in turn published it online. The full video shows no children, but the portion already online does show the gunman firing his rifle when entering the building. Uvalde authorities had planned to release the video to the general public after the local viewing. Eben Brown, Fox News.
President Biden starts his four-day trip to the Middle East and Israel.
I'm proud to say that our relationship with the state of Israel is deeper and stronger, in my view, than it's ever been. And with this visit, we're strengthening our connections even further.
There are discussions expected about Iran's nuclear program. Now, before the trip, a plan was announced for the president to avoid handshakes and stick to fist bumps because of COVID-19 concerns. But the president did shake the hand of former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Sri Lanka's president and his wife have fled the country, making his prime minister acting president instead of stepping down, as demanded by protesters who've stormed his home and office, angry with high prices and shortages and power blackouts. Gotabaya Rajapaksa became president in 2019. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
On Wall Street, after this morning's higher-than-expected inflation report, the Dow is down 290 points. The S&P and NASDAQ also each down around 1%. An abortion trigger law in Louisiana has been blocked again for now.
A Louisiana trigger law that bans most abortions except to save the life of a mother was set to take effect once the Supreme Court overturned Roe. But then a judge sided with a clinic in northern Louisiana and blocked the law temporarily. But then another judge said by law this particular case had to be heard in the capital, Baton Rouge, and when she sent the case there, the trigger law was back in effect. However, Tuesday, a judge in Baton Rouge again blocked the trigger law. The Center for Reproductive Rights has argued the trigger law is unconstitutionally vague. Louisiana's attorney general has said they will defend the state law. Another hearing is set for July 18th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The funeral's today for Jaylen Walker, a 25-year-old black man shot and killed by police in Akron, Ohio last month. There were days of protests. He was unarmed. Police say he appeared to make a threatening gesture during a foot chase after a traffic stop. The local medical examiner's office says the body had more than 60 wounds. Saving sequoias from wildfire in California.
A Yosemite National Park ecologist says it's because of intentional burning to remove undergrowth beneath the towering trees. Small intentionally lit fires over the past 50 years had essentially stopped the Washburn fire in its tracks when it hit the Mariposa Grove. The fire that's forced the closure of some of the park now covers about 5 square miles, but was 22% contained. A fire official says the inferno has been on the outskirts of the famed Mariposa Grove and predicts it won't advance toward the world's largest trees. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It's a second day of taxi drivers protesting in Italy. Hundreds off the streets are parked together in public places opposing government plans to allow more competition, including from rideshare companies. Again, our top story, the monthly inflation report, 9.1% year over year. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.